Now, Kofi Annan has died, and I mentioned I did encounter Kofi Annan on a couple of occasions in my work. I worked at the UN, too, with the in Tanzania. That's where he and I were in the courtroom together. And I noticed that many prominent Canadians would say, what a great diplomat and a wonderful fellow and all that. Actually, he had a very difficult career in terms of who he was carrying water for and that kind of thing and abuse he took. And some well-deserved, by the way, I would think. He was a creation largely of Madeleine Albright. It was a fight. At the United Nations, Boutros Ghali was the Secretary General. He usually get two terms, but the U.S. fell out with him, with Boutros Ghali. He wasn't jumping through the hoops. He was not skipping the rope. He wasn't answering the calls. And so they said, okay, he goes. And it was a muscle job. That was a real rough fight. And the countries of Africa were supporting Boutros Ghali. But Madeleine Albright and her team said, we're going to get Kofi Annan in. And they did. And he was considered considerably deeply indebted, you might say. I'm interested in his history. I know his father was not a supporter of Nkrumah. He was part of the guys who didn't like him. So partly this is how Mr. Annan got where he got to. He went to college, by the way, in the U.S., Minneapolis. He was a sprinter. People talk about his physique. He was a slender little guy. And he actually was a track and field man. So that's just an odd detail. But the point, the main one I want to remind everybody is, since we're all basically celebrating him or recognizing his work, I don't want anybody to neglect his last great effort. According to Wikipedia, and they're often wrong, by the way, but I think this is true, that the behest of the United Nations and at the request of the leader of Myanmar, Suu Kyi, if I get her name right, Suu Kyi, got it. She said she wanted to resolve the issues of violence and political differences and problems in Rakhine State, a part of Myanmar. So Kofi Annan took the job at her request to spend a year investigating and then write a report. And he did. I urge everybody to read it. And one of the little chapters I want you to read, it says nomenclature, in which he says there is a crisis between ethnic and religious groups and in Rakhine State, Muslims, Buddhists, and others. And by the way, Muslims versus Muslims in Rakhine State. And he said, I did not use the names Bengali or Rohingya, because did not wish to inflame a situation. He's urging people to be rational, to be calm, and because there are hard feelings. He did his report. The report was accepted by Suu Kyi. She said, thank you very much. He also said later that she was taking steps to implement, because when you have a report on a crisis such as that in Myanmar, in Rakhine State, with a neighboring state of Bangladesh, neighboring state of India, neighboring state of China, busybodies from London, busybodies from Washington, busybodies from Ottawa, all wanting to help. He was respectful of the leadership, Suu Kyi, and thanked her and congratulated her on her initiative. And so you have, I would say to you, you have a plan. It's laying there in your hands. He wrote it. He also felt that it was being acted upon. He never said, oh, this is just hypocrisy. Nobody means. No, he was still being the diplomat. Well, we here have crossed that line, and everybody's starting to demonize Suu Kyi and use some of the inflammatory language which he recommended you not do. And by the way, I would tell you, anytime you're trying to break up a fight, don't start calling people by their nicknames. Be very respectful. And don't be mean to one and sweet to the other one. You have to come down the middle. That report, there's nothing wrong with it. I got no complaints about it. But everybody's saying how much, okay, you miss Kofi Annan. He wrote you a damn good report. Put his name in your computer and read the report. And then say to Ottawa and Washington, butt out unless you're going to implement Kofi Annan's report. Don't make up a new one. And don't make demands. Stop demeaning the leader of Myanmar. It's not helping. This is the Taylor Report. I bet you guessed that. This is CIUT 89.5 FM. Mick is taking care of us, and so he'll take care of us now.